So we're at the end of what's been an outstanding series of cricket between India and Australia. Four test matches, all of it giving us something different to be excited about. And in the end, India just emerged winners 2-1 on the scoreline, winning the Border Gavaskar Trophy. It's time to look back at Australia's performance in Chapel. When we spoke about, what, a month or so ago, and we said there are possible shouts of a 4-0 to India and that Australia would do well to even win a test. If they look back at not just the result, but the manner in which they've gone down, there are plenty of things that they'd be happy about?
Well, there are losses and then there are bad losses. And sometimes you can walk away from a series having lost, but you can hold your head up high. And Australia can certainly hold their head up high. A lot of good things. Obviously, the return of Pat Cummins and the form that he has shown, that will give Australia great confidence, particularly when there's an Ashes series just around the corner. Bowling under Australian conditions in the form that Cummins has shown in India, he'll be a real danger man. I think over the whole summer for Australia, the coming out of Renshaw, that's been important. He brings a calmness to the top of the order. I think he'll complement Warner quite well. Hanscom has shown some capabilities in the middle order, stiffens the middle order a bit. The fact that although Renshaw dropped a couple of catches in that final test, he's shown pretty good form in the slips. Hanscom has been brilliant with his catching. So there's a nice little plus.
As good, and maybe forget good, but as extraordinary as Stephen Smith has been in this series, an average of 71 is where he ends it. Is there a concern about the over-dependence on Smith? No other batsman averaged 30. Yes, there were difficult batting conditions in the first two tests, but even if we look at experienced players like Sean Marsh, who did play a part in saving the third test, he ends with an average of less than 20. Is there a concern that there is an over-dependence on Stephen Smith in this Australian test batting side?
Well, certainly in India, there was an over-dependence on him, but I don't think that's going to be the case in Australia. You'll get much more out of Warner under Australian conditions. As I said, Renshaw and Hanscom add a bit of stiffening to that batting order. There's still, you know, a couple of spots. I mean, Sean Marsh is a real problem. I mean, he's got talent. There's no doubt about that. But just look at his history. There's a history of inconsistency of form. But probably more worrying is this injury thing. I mean, it hits him all the time. Every time he looks like he's getting somewhere in test cricket, boom, injury. And again, it's happened in this test match. I'm not sure how much longer the selectors can keep putting up with that because, you know, you've got one of your top order players. You want him on the field playing, not off injured half the time.
If this has certainly been a massive improvement from Australia's last tour to the subcontinent from that disastrous Sri Lanka series. But if we have to look at their spin arsenal, now Nathan Lyon is Nathan Lyon as the first frontline spinner. But Steve O'Keefe started the series so well. I know your thoughts on him and how he did go a bit flat as it went on. Is it time to just relook at who the second spinner should be when they play test cricket with two spinners again? Would you give Mitchell Swepson or Ashton Agar a go? Is it time to just shake that up a little bit?
I think Mitch Swepson has an opportunity to be pretty good. And I think, you know, he's probably on this tour, he's probably learned a lot being around the team, watching what goes on, watching the way guys bowl. He should get great confidence from Kuldeep and his performance. A young man who showed great maturity, great bowling nous. You know, if you're a young spinner looking on and seeing that, you've got to say to yourself, well, if he can do that, I can do something similar. So, you know, as far as Australia is concerned, it's time to forget about two finger spinners. If we're going to go with two spinners, one of them's got to be a wrist spinner in Australia. And I think it's time to have a look at Mitch Swepson under Australian conditions, definitely.